Our next guest is Jason Hicks from the United Patriotic Bodies, a group that I rave about for good reason often on this program because of all of the tireless work they do, and they're all volunteer, and it's really an incredible effort that they do. And on the veteran holidays, they make sure that there are ceremonies, and of course, same thing for military honors for veterans who pass away. They do good work. And Jason is here to tell us today about an event that's happening at the Fargo National Cemetery coming up in a couple of hours for the burial of an unclaimed vet. Jason, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm very good today, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
Let me ask you, just because our last caller, Paul, there, wanted me to find out, how can I help? I mean, his point was, I hear about this, and my heart aches for this, and I want to make sure that the resources are there. What would you suggest that Paul or anybody do to help this unclaimed vet and the ceremony today?
Well, I can tell you that I listened to the caller with his question, and there is no cost per se for interning at the National Cemetery. That debt has already been paid by that veteran. So that is something that, you know, our tax money pays for to intern up at the National Cemetery. I can tell you that as part of the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard, you know, we're out there as volunteers on our own dime doing stuff day in, day out at the National Cemetery. Our organization does accept donations for what we're doing out there. We get donations for doing just that. We don't solicit for it. It just kind of naturally happens that people want a way of thanking us for what we're doing. And, you know, we'll always accept that.
And how do people do that?
Basically, they can stop at any veterans organization in the Fargo-Moorhead area. If they want to drop off a donation and tell them that it's for the Fargo Memorial Honor Guard, and every post in the area knows exactly who to contact with that, which is myself and several others in our organization. So
you might get a great conversation out of that trip to one of the vets organizations too. That'd be great. Tell us what we need to know about today.
Yeah. Okay, today we are burying a man by the name of Leland Durr. He served in the United States Air Force from 1971 to 1975. You know, and that's really all the information I have about the man. I wouldn't know him from Adam if I saw him. And honestly, that doesn't matter. I can say that probably 99% of the funerals that we do, we have no clue who this person is. We've never met him. But that does not matter, because at the end of the day, he or she is a vet, and we are there to support that. But today's ceremony is pretty notable because, you know, you hear about this kind of thing like on social media and the news and things like that, that, you know, unclaimed veteran, and then, you know, hundreds of people show up to this funeral to show this person that their service is recognized and they are not forgotten. So I got an email on Monday morning telling me about this, so I instantly blasted off the initial information that I had as far as time of the service and location, and trying to get as much information out there as possible as far as what to do. And what we're asking today is that people line up on the east side of the National Cemetery, because the parking is truly at a minimum at the National Cemetery. It's very congested in there. But if you were to park on County Road 20, or also known as 40th Avenue, and then also there's going to be some parking at the Maple Cheyenne Lutheran Church right next to the National Cemetery. The ceremony itself is only allowing 50 people, and that's a Department of Veterans Affairs mandate because of the COVID thing. Even though it's a wholly outdoor event, et cetera, they still have their requirements. But people can line up, and there's going to be a procession where the American Legion motorcycle riders are going to escort the hearse to the National Cemetery. So we got those guys on board. They're going to ride their bikes on a cold day like today to escort this man.
Oh, wow, is that awesome. And, people that's awesome. Along.
Yeah, it is very awesome. The Legion riders, we're very lucky that they were willing to do so. And people can stand along the road and wave and cheer and just to show their support, because there's not any next of kin that we will be presenting the flag to or anything like that, which is our normal course. But
Jason, do you have a few more minutes to hang on? I want to get a little more information about the route. And also for folks that haven't been to the Fargo National Cemetery, tell you how to get there. Jason Hicks from the United Patriotic Bodies is here. And they do military funerals. They do military honors for veterans all the time. A great organization. The Fargo National Cemetery is North Dakota's Arlington. It's here for our fallen heroes. And one of the places they can choose to be buried is the Fargo National Cemetery. At 11 a.m. today, they are burying an unclaimed vet there at this cemetery. And Jason Hicks, where is the cemetery for folks that that don't know that might want to in some way show their respects today?
The actual address is 8709 40th Avenue North. It's County Road 20, as everyone knows it locally. Basically north of West Fargo, probably about 2-3 miles.
And you can go north on 29, get to Harwood, and just go west, and then follow the signs, right?
Yep, correct. There's a sign right on Interstate, and it'll take you right onto County 20. It'll say Fargo National Cemetery, and then there's signs throughout the route as well.
Now,
it's pretty well marked.
The processional is going to be led by some of the patriotic riders, right? The Patriot Riders. Is it Patriot or Patriotic Riders?
It's the Legion Riders.
Oh, the Legion.
The members of the American Legion.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, the Legion Riders.
So the Legion Riders are doing this today, which is fantastic. Where does that leave from? Like, where do they?
It'll be leaving from Brunswick Funeral Home in Fargo, right across from the AmVets, really.
Oh, okay. Hanson Brunswick Funeral Home, which is downtown Fargo, just on the edge of downtown. From there all the way out to the Fargo National Cemetery, and that's at 11 a.m. And the only other thing you want people to know is where to park when you're out there, right?
Yep. Just park along 40th Avenue, or if there's room, the Maple Cheyenne Lutheran Church also is going to let us park there.
It is a beautiful little cemetery out there, and, you know, there's a lot of room to grow and expand, and that's going to become something beautiful. How common is an unclaimed vet funeral?
You know, it is not very common at all. This is honestly the first one that I can think of that I participated in. You know, you see it on the national news around that this does happen throughout our country. But this is the first one that I can ever think of being part of.
And I've done a few. How do they do this? They say, okay, we have the remains and the person's name is this, and then wait for somebody to come forward?
Yeah, they try to contact next of kin. Line up next to kin. When someone dies, you know, that's kind of the first thing is your notification of next of kin. And in this case, a sister was located next to kin, but she lives out of the area and she has no means to get up here. And they had been basically estranged for many years, hadn't spoken to each other, whatever. And they, for whatever reasons, and I couldn't even tell you why, no clue, but she was not able to come up for this funeral.
So we are
going to make it a point.
Go ahead.
But we are going to make it a point to send her the flag and also the casings that we fire for our rifle salute to her.
Oh, gosh.
As a memory of her brother.
That's great. And you do know this person served in the Air Force from 1971 to 1975 and the name, and that's it, right?
That's all I know. Yep.
And the name is?
Leland Durr.
The D-U-R-R?
D-E-R-R.
D-E-R-R.
Leland Arthur Durr.
Served U.S. Air Force 71 to 75. And the remains came from Vietnam?
No. He died locally here in Fargo.
Oh, he died here locally. Okay. But because he's a veteran, then obviously you're reaching out to family and arranging the funeral, and if in this case unclaimed other than a estranged sister, you do this ceremony for him.
Yes. Yep. And we do every ceremony at the National Cemetery, whether there's family there or not. We're gonna continue doing this. We have to.
That's great. Anything else you want people to know about today?
No, I hope to see Senator Cramer out there. I heard he would be, and God bless America.
No, that's great. That's great. I didn't know that the Senator Cramer is here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so he would have time to make it up for the event, and I do hope that there's folks there honoring Leland Durr, a veteran.
Yeah, there will also be an entire complement of Air Force personnel there for this. They really came and stepped forward to help out with this, too, because he's one of theirs. You know, the Army would do the same thing. The Navy would do the same thing. So at the end of the day, we don't forget our people.
Somebody else is texting the address one more time.
The address for the National Cemetery is 8709 40th Avenue North, Harwood.
Very good. Really appreciate the work you and the others with the United Patriotic Bodies do, Jason. Thanks for the time today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.